Well, so go right ahead and terrorize us humorously with another song.
Well, let's do a song that was inspired to me by all my travels in the States. The song is called Gun Dealer.
So just so people realize, since you're from Canada, John,
Yeah.
I think the rate of gun violence there is something infinitesimal compared to what we have here in the States. And I watched Bowling for Columbine. I tried to get an idea of why you don't go around killing each other the same way we do in the United States. You've traveled in the U.S. a lot. Can you see why? Do you meet a lot of psychopathic fans out there, or just what?
Well, I'm actually more of a centrist on this issue, I think, if truth be told. And it doesn't need to be told. That's an important aspect of what I do. It's a mistake for people to think that my politics, my personal politics matter. They don't. I'm just right. The songs matter. But for me and my research into this song in particular, what I discovered was, look, after Sandy Hook happened, the media falls on these stories like a wolf on an injured sheep, right? If my research is accurate, and this, one of the sources is the New York Times, which I trust, the amount of what you would call rampage killing, gun violence, murders, accounts for 3% of gun deaths annually in the States. Not that I disagree with wanting to maybe ensure that a crazy person off their meds doesn't buy a gun casually. I'm not saying that adjustments to the whole act of buying weapons and that, I'm not saying we can't improve on that. But what I discovered throughout my research was that's not the real story. The real story is inner city, usually marginalized people, and handguns. That's what's killing everybody. So, Baltimore, South Central LA, I mean, the places. Chicago, I was just there, and that's mind-boggling how many people are dying because of this. And the answer to how we deal with that, and again, that's not for me to pontificate on, but it seems to me that it's a much bigger social problem than just making some amendments to whatever gun buying laws we have. You know what I mean? I don't believe for a second that if we do that, the number's going to shrink dramatically. There's a line in this next song, and it's a cliche that crept into the language with the whole talk show trend in the 80s and with self-help industry in the 80s and this kind of stuff. And this very lazy phrase that is on everybody's lips these days, it is what it is. You've heard it and you've used it. I've used it. I've been guilty of using it. But really what it is, that phrase is, it's a way to shut down any meaningful or thoughtful conversation between people. The minute someone says, well, it is what it is, everybody can just shut down the ideation, all their thoughts, and turn the other way and go. But the truth of the matter is that only a triangle is what it is. That you can say with absolute accuracy and I think literacy and say a triangle, that there's something that is what it is. And perhaps now you can say that about guns, because I don't know how you're going to, I know we shouldn't just leave it at that. That's not my point. But my point is that this is such a massive problem that is ingrained in the American identity. The right to bear arms. I mean, the country was built on this. I don't know how we're going to fix it. I don't know how we're going to fix the Middle East. There's some problems that I just cannot see being fixed in any dramatic or meaningful way, or in any easy, soon way, that is. This gun violence thing is one such issue. Where do you start?
I'm going to start by playing your song Gun Dealer. It's by John Brooks.
I got handguns, I got shotguns, I got a Mohawk friend doing cross-border and back runs. You need a gap man, a new or used one. Tell me what you need and be my VIP. I got Stair GBs, SSGs, I got a TKB all the way from the Aero Sea. AKs, MKs, the Anaconda's okay. Hard to conceal, but it'll take down a grizzly. I'm doing this forever, I'll do it tomorrow. Supply and demand in Sodom and Gomorrah, never mind Al-Qaeda, in this you can trust. We're shooting at each other twice as much as them at us, yeah. I am the is and the dark what. I am the what and the lone the is. I'm a gun dealer, baby. I'm the is and the what and it is what it is. I'm the is and the what and it is what it is. I got Glock 9s, carbines, Smith & Wesson, all kinds. SD40s coated in a black melanite 38. Wherever the cops carry the Diamondback, Steve McQueen had in 68 a Filipina rouge like Governor Perry. A mile away in a split of coyote, got the short court Cobra Ella Jack Ruby, got the long range Vermillion, ain't she a beauty? Beretta and Die Hard, never mind the sequels, got made on man. Sam Colt made a Meekle, got the gun that won the West. 73, I'll take Jimmy Stewart any day over Clooney. Whatever you are, a psychopath or a hunter, I got what you need. No serial numbers. I am the is in the dark wood. I am the what and the lone the is. I'm a gun dealer, baby. I'm the is in the what and it is what it is. I'm the is in the what and it is what it is. Stand two brands, three or four Remingtons, an L2A3 submachine. I got more firepower than the Israeli. I got a gun for small prey, a gun for display. It doesn't have to shoot to make them do what you say. I got a gun for your wife, a cougar undercover light. I got a pink Taurus for the other lady in your life. Fit in her purse, a gangster verse. Chauffeur all your jealousies away in a hearse. I got a Serb M93, a Civil War Henry. You keep the tax if I get the currency. Buy two, get one free box of ammo. Nice try, dude, but I'll throw in some camo. America wants me, the truth today. The pipe fitters give more juice than the NRA. I am the is in the dark wood. I am the what and the lone the is. I'm a gun dealer, baby. I'm the is in the what and it is what it is. I'm the is in the what and it is what it is. I'm the is in the what and it is what it is. What it is.
Perhaps something less than an uplifting song, Gun Dealer. It's from John Brooks' new CD called The Smiling and Beautiful Countryside, which is a phrase that's drawn from Sherlock Holmes. The Copper Beeches is the book, if you want to track it down.
That's it. That's it. Thank you.
Wow. That's a hard one to listen to for me, too, because I think I understand the mentality. Did you have to go out and study to learn the names of all of those weapons?
Yeah. I mean, if my computer is not on an FBI watch list or in Canada, the CSIS list, I'd be really surprised. The stuff I had to look up while researching this album. I had my wife, who does, you know, between her working for a news agency, she can help out a great deal with a lot of research for me. And in this case, she came home one day with 120 pages of guns printed off.
Wow.
Yeah. And I know nothing about guns. Nothing. I was invited once while I was out in West Texas a couple of years ago to fire a gun. And the only reason I thought, yeah, okay, was because I knew that I was working on a murder ballast thing. I thought it wouldn't be a bad thing to actually shoot a gun and know what that feeling is like if I'm going to investigate this area of the human beast. And honestly, I was neither here nor there about it. Whatever. I'd rather go bowling myself. But I don't know. I certainly don't begrudge people who are fascinated by them. When I was doing the research, a little bit of me did kind of get intrigued. But there are just gun enthusiasts, right? And, you know, they're not going to kill anybody. But I'm not a gun enthusiast, and I don't know much about guns. So, yeah, a lot of research had to go into that one.
Well, since you're into bowling, I do it once every couple of years or so. But back in ninth grade, I was on a bowling team, and I enjoyed it a lot. So if you drop by Eau Claire, Wisconsin, I'll... for the games of bowling, okay? You and me.
I love bowling.
All right. Well, you can get your, you know, 197 score, and I'll get 135, and we'll be happy together. So just come on down, okay?
Cool. It's a date.